Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Egler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a cold Tuesday morning here in New York City. Coming to you live on Facebook, Twitter, what have you. Good to see everybody already in the comments section, especially trolls talking about how, oh, Brady got 14 points off turnovers, Rodgers only got six. Brady clearly played better. Wait, what? First of all, I don't think that's right. But second of all, it's tough to get touchdowns when you're gifted those turnovers inside the red zone. Meanwhile, the Packers had their turnovers deep in their own end. There's contextual things here that I know trolls don't understand. Sorry, I'll leave you to your crayons and your building blocks. Morning, Sandy, Kevin. Blaine, what's up, man? Thanks for everything you do and carrying us through this week. Thank you so much for checking it out. Bo, how is Corey? Corey's all right. I know he's getting a little feisty online this morning, but he's doing okay. He's busy. He's working. You'll hear from Corey and myself tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern. Packer Transplants live right here on Cheesehead TV. Mannion 5149, getting down to the nitty-gritty. I like it. Did Aaron actually ask for a new contract? I mean, no way of knowing. I know the Pro Football Talk report is out there from a, quote, league source. That's awfully broad. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me in the least to see Aaron Rodgers rattling his saber a little bit to get a little bit more money and or a new contract, adjusted contract, however you want to put it. Look, Aaron played for a very long time on a under-market deal, below-market value deal. Long time. There was a moment where there was a year, 2 years, I think, where Mark Sanchez was a higher paid player than Aaron Rodgers, which we all know is absurd. Right now, he's hovering around Jared Goff money, which also, again, is absurd, especially considering he's coming off a third MVP campaign. So is he? I have no idea. Do I, you know, begrudge him for maybe doing so? No, not at all, man. I get it. He wants to be paid fair market value. Totally understand that. Now, the fun thing is if the Packers do go about restructuring Rodgers' deal and maybe giving him some more guaranteed money, tacking on a year or two, A, obviously that makes the Jordan Love conversation all the more interesting, and B, it actually can kind of help give them some cap relief in 2021 in a year that, you know, the cap is going to be suppressed. So I wouldn't be surprised to see if there was some kind of adjustment made this offseason to his contract. Not going anywhere, inside info. No, Dell, I have no inside info. Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere. He has no leverage, and the Packers have zero reason to move him. Again, I totally understand if this is a play to get more money. Totally makes sense. But he's not going anywhere. Why on earth would the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers so they can start Tim Boyle or Jordan Love, who was inactive every single week in 2020? Their best chance for a Super Bowl victory is with Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback. And frankly, Aaron Rodgers' best chance of getting a ring is with Green Bay. So, you know, I understand clicks got to happen. People want to make hay online, going nuts, putting Rodgers on the list of quarterbacks who could be available. You can safely ignore the bullshit. What's that line from Saving Private Ryan? Oppum, careful you don't step in the bullshit. The bullshit is the fact that Aaron Rodgers may go somewhere. No, it ain't going to happen. Sorry, kids. Let's come back from La La Land. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Maybe Aaron Jones takes our contract offer now. I doubt it. Guy wants guaranteed money. Look, he got hurt in that game on Sunday. The fact the guy's wanting to get paid and get paid in guarantees is about, say, David Bakhtiari. Look at David Bakhtiari getting that deal right before he got hurt. Now he doesn't have to worry if he comes back and isn't the same dude or underperforms because of his injury, etc. That's a loss of earning power. Guys want to get paid in guarantees. You know, being a top five running back in average salary is all well and good, but one blown out knee and you never see any of that money. So, no, I highly doubt Aaron Jones has a change of heart. For good reason. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. How about K2 eat a damn salad? That's good, Stanley. Thanks for the super chat. I don't want to make sure I didn't miss any super chats here. Don't want to get people upset. precious super chats. Nicholas, thank you. I got yours. There we go. What about Jamal Williams? I think there's a chance he's back on a below market deal if he hits the market and doesn't like what he sees. But I do think he'll hit free agency. Nick, thank you for the super chat. First ever super chat. Thanks for the great content all season. Shout out to my dad, Mario, for introducing me to Cheesehead TV. Greetings from Montreal. Go Pack Go. Nick, what's up, buddy? What's up, Mario? Thanks for introducing people to Cheesehead TV. Thanks so much for the support. CP3LO, Florio is having a field day with his headlines. Oh, you'll notice. I mean, it has not taken long, folks. Aaron Rodgers had his post-game press conference, and I think since then, Pro Football Talk has had at least five posts about Aaron Rodgers' future. Gotta make it, man. Gotta make the hamster turn that wheel. Gotta get those sweet, sweet clicks. Mike wastes no time, man. There's a reason his blog is so huge. Corey, thank you for the super chat. Still stings, still here, still thankful for Cheesehead TV and you, Nag. Still carrying the G. Excited for next season, as usual. Man, what can you do, man? Go into the offseason. Time to start looking at the draft, as much as I hate it. We got to start looking at the draft, look at free agency decisions. Hey, Senior Bowl weigh-in is going on right now. Get your arm length, wingspan, hand size measurements up in this piece. God, it's so depressing. Oh, God, I hate it so much. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I get being upset yelling at the TV, but we, Packer fans, lost their goddamn mind yelling at Gutekunst, LaFleur, or trade Rodgers. Are we that dumb? I don't see Packers fans yelling for them to trade Rodgers, unless I've missed it. Unless we probably follow different people, but I haven't seen that. I have seen fire LaFleur, though, and that is stupid. That is unbelievably dumb. But, yeah, no. I think, you know, there's idiots in every fan base. We all know this. That's not special to the Packers. Nice sweater. Tell your moms I say hi. Thank you, Lucas. You remembered. Yes, this is my mother's home knit sweater. She knit this for me years ago. Larry, report saying A-Rod wants a new contract. I just talked about it at the start of the stream. When I'm done, go back and listen. Talked all about it. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Sucks that Kevin King made Ted Thompson's draft decision look so bad at this time. I mean, it's tough, man. He had a horrible game in the biggest moment slash stage of his career. Look, I understand people are always going to compare. I understand why Ted made the pick. Was TJ Watt, TJ Watt turned out to be the better player? No question about it. But I also understand why Ted did what he did value-wise. Traded down, got a cover corner, a position they were desperate for, and got another additional pick top of the fourth round, started day three of that draft, which ended up being Vince Beagle, who ended up not working out in Green Bay, but has kind of turned it around before his injury this year. I get it. I get why people are always going to compare the two, but I also understand why Ted made the move he did. It's like when people bitch about Casey Hayward being allowed to walk. I'll always understand why they allowed Casey Hayward to walk. The context within that moment, which drove the decision-making, totally made sense. So I'm not going to kill him for it. Never will. Will, thanks for the super chat. Was Sunday Aaron's best performance in the NFC Championship game? That's the crazy part. Probably. You know? I mean, it's funny because we see those lost opportunities after the two interceptions in the second half where they throw it six times and punt twice. But overall, yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any question. It's better than the game, probably better than the game he had down in Chicago in the NFC Championship game in 2010. Although, you know, he had some success early in that game, off play action to Greg Jennings. He ran in a touchdown, etc. But yeah, I think out of all the performances in the NFC Championship game, probably, which probably makes it hurt even more. I kick ass. What's up, buddy? PFT's pin tweet is about Rodgers. I saw ESPN all day yesterday. We're bashing the Packers. This is why I don't watch that stuff and watch Cheesehead TV. That is 1,000% why Corey and I do what we do. Those people don't know what the fuck they're talking about when it comes to the Packers. Not that we have this great knowledge or insight, but at least we pay attention on a daily basis and can tell you, you know, what to weed out and what to pay attention to. And guess what? PFT, when it comes to the Packers, you can definitely ignore 1,000%. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Do you think letting go of Lindsley is a foregone conclusion, especially the extensions of Adams and Jair? Goody can make anything happen. Hard to see this team being better because of the cap. Hey, man, just remember, draft and develop. Develop is part of that equation. And yes, to your point, question about Lindsley, I will be absolutely shocked if they find a way to keep him. As you point out, Jair needs to get paid. Adams was probably going to get done this offseason, I would suspect. I can't imagine they let Adams go into a final year of his deal. And yeah, they did end up taking three offensive linemen, including a center in last year's draft. They have, if nothing else, they have Elgton Jenkins, who has shown he can play anywhere, including center. But I don't even know if that's the move, but they have, you know, fallback in case whatever they like, Hanson doesn't work out, etc. But development, that's how you get better, especially in a cap crunch season. Think about all those other teams that are going to have to let guys go, guys who are going to be out there possibly, hey, I'll take a below market 1 year deal to go play with Aaron Rodgers. And yes, Aaron will be back. Yeah, this might be a year where Goody gets some action on the free agent market, bargain basement shopping, so to speak. And then you augment that with the development. No program in the NFL is better suited to weather this storm than the Packers because they lean into development so much. Have faith, man. Have faith. It's going to happen. Paul, thank you for the super chat. Very kind of you. Drew, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Do you think it's more not rising to the occasion in this last game or needing a player or two to get over this NFC Championship hump? I think it's very much the former rather than the latter. The one area I would say is maybe in the secondary. You saw them pick on Sullivan something fierce, although they did sign Tremont and not throw him out there for whatever reason. And then King has just the absolute worst lapse in judgment in the history of the NFC Championship game since Brandon Bostic. So maybe corner or two would have helped. Although, again, they've been pretty good all year. And especially down the stretch here, the secondary has really been kind of a strong point. So, yeah, I don't see one or two players making a difference. I very much think they just did not rise to the occasion, if those are our two options. Eric, oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Eric, thanks for the super chat. Will, we need a comeback cornerback be the 2020 version of we need a wide receiver? Maybe. We'll see the makeup of the team. Remember, a lot of decisions left to be made before the start of the new league year, and we'll see what the actual makeup of the roster is looking like then. Smooterino, what a handle. Thanks for the super chat. I saw a few media types respond to Fennell's tweet about play calling by saying Tampa's front seven effectively took away the Packers' run game. Thoughts? I very much disagree. I understand, yes, they are talented, and yes, the Packers intermittently moved the ball on the ground. They certainly found some success with the toss play. Who would have thunk it? But that doesn't mean just don't run it because it's, I'm sorry. Is it hard? Is it the NFC Championship game? The other team's pretty good too. That doesn't mean you should completely abandon what got you there. You know, that's to quote Mike McCarthy, that's a loser's mentality. Yes, they're in talented front seven. But hell, go back and watch, you know, the last month of the season. Go back and watch last Sunday in the Saints. They ran on the Buccaneers. The team can't be run on. The Packers were doing okay in that regard. They just completely played like all of a sudden there were 2 minutes left when there was a whole quarter to go. Made no sense whatsoever. Run the ball. Danielle, do you see next year's team having the same chemistry? Hard to say. It's a touchy thing, right? I will say it's encouraging from the sense that in 2019, they had such incredible locker room chemistry. And then in a year where COVID hits and you're not allowed to be together, we heard Corey Linsley mention it yesterday, what an odd season it was. Yet they still gelled as a team. Locker room seemed to be as tight-knit as ever, even though they couldn't see each other outside of the building. They couldn't hang out like they normally would. So I tend to think that has to do with the culture, the environment that Matt LaFleur has kind of cultivated there. Brian Gutekunst and company have tried to make sure they bring in guys who are going to fit in the locker room. So I think the chances are good, but you never know. it is the NFL. It is different every year, and pieces, you know, arrive and leave, etc. It's tenuous, but again, the culture that they seem to have cultivated and built so far under LaFleur would suggest that they should be okay there. Mitchell, thank you for the super chat. Put Elton opposite Jair and we're golden. That's one way to go about it. I'd love to see him backpedal. That'd be amazing. Adam, thank you for the super chat. I know we are the minority, but I support the field goal kick. We were stopping them on D, shaky in the red zone, shaky O-line, one down to potentially tie it. Nah, kick it, get a stop, take the W, all gas. Adam, I totally understand the folks who say you took the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands. However, what no one seems to want to acknowledge is that by kicking the field goal, Matt LaFleur is trying to win the game in regulation. He's not sitting there going, maybe we can tie it up and get to overtime. He's saying, kick the field goal, get the stop, go win it. If anything, he's trying to set up Aaron Rodgers to be the hero. Instead, everyone, all they see is like, oh, he didn't go for it. No, he was trying to win the football game. You've got three timeouts and the 2-minute warning. And as you say, they had been stopping them all second half. And let's be honest, if the refs continue to swallow their whistles like they did against the Bucs all afternoon, they are off the field and Aaron Rodgers gets his hero moment. So yeah, I'm with you, man. Makes all the sense in the world to me. Missed my super chat. LOL, Stanley. I guess we'll never know. So I say, man, there's like hundreds of them. I get as many as I can, but I can't. There's so many. Elliot, thanks for the super chat. Love Rodgers, but I hate seeing some Packer fans on Twitter saying we failed him and need to trade him. Care more about him than the team. Elliot, far be it from me to tell anyone how to fan, but I'm a Packers fan. I get if people are Rodgers fans. That ain't me. I am a Green Bay Packers fan. The Packers were here long before Aaron Rodgers. They'll be long after he's gone. I cheer for the Packers. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. Stanley, I'm trying to find your super chat, buddy. Where'd it go? I don't see it, Stanley. Stanley, I think you're lying to me, buddy. It's not there. Not even in existence. You're talking about mythical super chats. Packers fan, not a single player fan. That's right, Boggs. Tell him. Sandra, what's up? How are you? Hey, Nags, is this year's draft going to be more of a crapshoot than years past with a weird college year? Yeah, I mean, how could it not be, right? Look, the draft is always a bit of a crapshoot. Zero question about that. But yeah, this year, some guys played more games than others. There's limited tape on some guys. The athletic testing is going to be weird because there is no combine. Guys, you got to go to their pro day, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I think it'll be a little weird. Elliot, they did the same stuff at the end of Favre's time and hated Aaron Rodgers. It's hilarious how time is a flat circle, right? Literally, people yelling at Aaron Rodgers at Nitschke Field. We want Brett. We don't want you. You're not Brett. We don't want you. How quickly people forget. And now it's all kind of happening again. It's hilarious. Brandy, I would pay to watch somebody smack Pettin in the back of the head. That would be like a snuff film for you, Brandy. I feel pretty sure of that. Oliver, thank you for the super chat. Nags, do you not think Rodgers asking for a new deal would be more about getting commitment from the front office to him over love in future years rather than money? No, I think it's about money. 1,000% about money. Remember, as Andrew Brand always says, money is respect. Rodgers knows he's 37. Rodgers knows Jordan Love is the heir apparent. You know, those are things that, as he has alluded to himself, are beyond his control. What he can control is getting paid. Or at least telling people he wants to get paid. I think it's very much about money. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Odds Mercedes returns in a cap crunch offseason. It's a possibility. I was with Aaron Rodgers last offseason. I was surprised they brought him back for this year. So we'll see. You certainly love what he brings to the locker room. Absolute presence. Dynamic blocker. We'll see. I think it's definitely a possibility. Nags, when do we hear from Coach or Rodgers again? Oh, we won't hear from Rodgers until, I think, is he doing McAfee today? After McAfee, we probably won't hear from him for months. But we'll hear from Coach today, maybe tomorrow. I know where they're possibly having, let me see if there's anything in my email. Nope, nothing yet. Got to think they'll put Coach out there once they've had their internal review. Could be late this afternoon, could be tomorrow. I do wonder if they're going to make Gutekunst available to try and get out ahead of some of this Rodgers nonsense, you know, get those quotes out there. Hey, he's our superstar. He's our quarterback. He's our leader, blah, blah, blah. We would love to have him back, or he's under contract for next year, or however Brian wants to phrase it. But they should get Brian in front of a microphone later this week as well. Mm-hmm. Do I think Pettine is out? Possibly. Nothing's safe until we hear from LaFleur. And even then, who knows? But so far, so good on Pettine front. I mean, if you're a family member of Mike Pettine's. Mm-hmm. LaFleur announcing Pettine's firing at the presser. Thoughts? I doubt it. But hey, crazier things have happened. We'll see. Can Rodgers make a company called AR-12 for training and get paid through that unofficially and take less money in his contract? James, I feel like there's a precedence there. I'll look into it. I guess we'll find out. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much for all the support. I'm sorry if I missed some super chats. I know there are a million of them. I get to as many as I can. I do thank you, each and every one of you, for hanging out, making Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe. And hey, if you're a Patreon member, tonight, 6 p.m., happy hour at 6 p.m. Eastern. Please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always is. Even in the depths of despair that is the NFC Championship game lost, we still have a good time. Thank you, each and every one of you, for supporting Cheesehead TV. Please hit like. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.